This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton was inside the U.S. Capitol as extremists backing President Trump breached the barricades, broke their way into the Capitol, and stalked the halls. Police have been firing tear gas and paintballs, trying to keep Trump supporters at bay. Some remain inside the complex at this hour. We spoke with Congressman Moulton in the past hour to find out what he was seeing.
I'm a United States Marine. This isn't far the worst situation I've seen, but I never imagined seeing this as a United States congressman in Washington, D.C. This is the kind of violence, this is the kind of terrorism that I expected to see in Iraq as a United States Marine, not here in Washington, D.C., not an attempted coup on our own country. That's what's going on right now in the U.S. Capitol.
Can you tell me where you were when the first sign that a protester had entered the Capitol came about?
Yes, we were instructed to stay in our offices, so that's exactly where I was. And we are essentially sheltering in place. But the situation is very dangerous because what few Capitol Police are available have to be concentrated on the places where protesters have already breached the buildings. And so the potential for this to get further out of hand is very real.
So you were not on the chamber floor at the time?
I was not on the House floor, no.
Can you tell me, just a little bit chronologically, how you first found out about this?
Frankly, we're watching the news and hearing the protesters outside the building, and then hearing the alerts from the Capitol Police being broadcast throughout the building. So it's a tense situation right now, but it's safe to say that things are not yet under control. There's clearly not enough law enforcement here to protect everyone in the United States Capitol. And that's something that needs to change immediately.
Do you feel in danger right now?
Look, I think everyone feels a little bit in danger. I'm not personally worried, but that's probably more to do with my background and the fact that there are police outside the door, because there aren't police outside the door. And that's what's dangerous about it.
When you said that this is a coup, you're saying a coup on President Trump's part, on the protesters' part?
And that's fundamentally what it is. These are people inspired and supported by the president and his allies who are trying to overturn the election results. That's what a coup is. And it's something that we expect to see in former Soviet republics. It's something that we expect to see in banana republics around the globe. It's not something we expect to see here in the United States of America. Even during the Civil War, this didn't happen. That's how dangerous Trump and his allies are for the United States of America, for our country, for our democracy, for our institutions. All of those things are under assault right now.
Have you spoken, when you say Trump and his allies, there are about 100 Republican members of the House, your chamber, who are siding with the president and objecting to the results of the election. Have you spoken with any of those members since this happened?
Yes, I have. I have. In fact,
can you tell us who and what happened?
You know, I'm not going to say who, but I was just texting one of the people I know well, who is very sadly objecting, in effect supporting what's going on. And I said, I'll just read what I said to him. I said, "With all due respect, the utter lawlessness outside the Capitol, which reminds me of Iraq or a Soviet satellite state, is what you and your colleagues' actions inside the Capitol are inspiring and supporting. How can you say this is good for the future of our democracy?"
And did you hear back?
Hold on. My Capitol Police are rapping at my door. I've not heard back.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
You know about 1100 from Ways and Means?
Yeah.
The briefing for the members.
Okay, right there? Okay, thank you. Yep. Thank you. So we're just getting called into a briefing care of the Capitol Police. So I'm going to go to that now.
Okay, let me just ask you very briefly, how do you see this ending?
This will end with the government of the United States prevailing, with our democracy prevailing. We're going to be okay. We're going to pull through this. But I'm not sure that our country, at least since the Civil War, has ever been in a more precarious position, has ever been under more direct assault from within.
Congressman Seth Moulton, thank you and stay safe.
Thank you.
Other members of the Massachusetts delegation are tweeting about their experiences. Congressman Jim McGovern says he is in a secure location, and then when the situation is under control, Congress will resume proceedings and the democracy will never be deterred. Congresswoman Lori Trahan says she and her staff are safe and awaiting further direction from Capitol Police, and that she's praying for officers and staff who are in danger.